climate challenges and opportunities in Africa. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner. This is ClimateCast. You know, it's 14,000 miles from Cape Town, South Africa to Minnesota, but climate changes in sensitive climate zones like Africa can have a much wider impact. I talked about that with Matt Brown. He's the Nature Conservancy's Regional Managing Director for Africa.
You know, a lot of the East African countries are seeing significant changes in the rainfall patterns. Namibia is predicted to get quite drier, and there's a lot of food security issues in North and Central Africa. So Africa's a big place, Paul. There's 54 countries, over 2,000 languages, as you know. So it's a little bit of different shifts and impacts in different parts of the continent.
So how do you decide which countries need the most resources?
We looked largely at where we can improve large intact systems that have the ability to be more resilient to climate change and allow species to move and shift. Protection has a higher return on investment than restoration. So a lot of our work is focused on finding intact ecosystems, and they all include people, of course, but finding ways to make sure that those systems persist over time.
Like many journalists this year, Matt, we reported on Cape Town's low reservoir levels earlier in the year. I'm curious about your perspective on how that played out this year and as the rainy season finally arrived.
Similar to California, there's a lot of issue with agricultural offtake, both for fruits as well as for vineyards. And then there's the consumption domestically. The Day Zero proclamation in Cape Town brought a lot of awareness to water issues and water scarcity, but I think it helped create more willingness for behavior change. But the threat is still out there as it was yesterday. So we're moving now quickly to put better adaptation and better practices in place to try and secure water for the long term.
And I ask this question to a lot of different people in a lot of different ways, but we're seeing climate change impact the hydrologic cycle. Where it's raining and how hard it's raining is shifting. How important is water in the work that you're doing?
Water is critical in the work that we do. And so the changes in the hydrologic cycle as a result of warming global temperatures can be pretty catastrophic unless we are able to reduce that amount and manage the movement of wildlife, access to water for people living in urban environments, and have better buffer systems. I do feel like that there's a lot of positive interventions that we can pursue, but the water cycle and how hydrology is potentially going to be impacted is quite severe if we just sit back and maintain a business as usual scenario.
Matt Brown, Nature Conservancy Regional Managing Director for Africa, thanks for sharing your perspective today.
Thank you, Paul.
My name is Shannon Mortensen, and I am the city administrator for the city of Warren, which is in the northwest corner of the state, population of 1,600 people. For 3 years, we've traveled over to Germany, learned what they're doing for climate protection measures in the North Rhine-Westphalia state. And then they come over here, see what we're doing, and learn from us. You know, one of the easiest low-hanging fruits that we learned the first year we were in Germany was they don't have any paper products, plastic products, styrofoam products. So when we came back to the city hall, we removed all of that. So that just kind of started it. And then now we have a mandatory curbside recycling program. But our shining project right now is we are doing thermal imaging with drones with Northland College. Our plan is to take that data, allow residents to come in and see where their energy loss is so they can do the energy upgrades they need to their homes. As long as they see a direct benefit, they are all on board. When we were in Germany, you know, they would always say, 500 years from now, 1,000 years from now. They're not doing their energy transition right now because of the here and now. It's for generations later. And I guess that's why I think that this is important also, is I want my great-great-grandchildren to enjoy the same quality of life in northwestern Minnesota that we have, and in the whole country, the whole world. And if it isn't that much of an effort to change how our life is that could make a difference for future generations, I don't know what's wrong with that.
That's ClimateCast. I'm NPR Chief Meteorologist Paul Huttner.